Before revealing any details of his stadium plan, Massachusetts businessman Socrates Babicus enlisted the services of a cleric for a rather unusual beginning to a news conference that seemed to get stranger as it dragged on.
Bless and guide the works of our hands and grant that all may be done through this project for the glory of your name. Amen.
Babicus says he brought his stadium plan to Minnesota because the Metrodome is not suitable for the Twins, the Vikings, or for Minnesotans.
Your city needs me badly. You got the worst stadium in America. You got to walk 60 steps to get a hot dog, which is stupid. You should have another level halfway where you can walk in and get some food.
Babicus's solution, a new stadium in Lino Lakes with natural grass and a retractable domed roof. He calls it the Star Dome.
The project will take 24 months to build. The height of the dome will be 25 stories. The sports complex will soon be known as a sports capital of the world.
Perhaps the best part, according to Babicus, is that all of it would be built at no expense to taxpayers.
The taxpayers are sick and tired of paying for private enterprise.
Babicus says he has purchased a 363-acre plot of farmland in Lino Lakes for his stadium complex. He says he has raised $600 million to build the facility and to buy the Minnesota Twins. But he became angry when reporters sought specifics about his finances.
It's none of your business. Well, don't be too personal. I don't think it's any of your business. I didn't ask who you went to bed with, did I? Come on, have a little heart.
Babicus did say there would be free parking for 25,000 cars, that advertising on light poles would cover that cost. He also said hot dogs would cost no more than $2. Babicus says he's serious and plans to buy the Minnesota Twins within 60 days and break ground on his new stadium by June 1st. He even met with Governor Ventura last week.
And I'm giving a lot of credit to your great governor who thinks like I do. He loved me dearly. In fact, I got a letter here I've been handing out where he gives me his endorsement.
Actually, according to the governor's office, Babicus does not have Ventura's endorsement. It was more of a gubernatorial blessing, a wish of good luck, according to spokesman John Woodley. A man who identified himself as the owner of the proposed stadium site in Lino Lake said Babicus has not bought the land, but has an option to buy it. An official with the Vikings says the team met with Babicus 10 days ago as a courtesy, but will not meet with him again unless he can prove he has the financial wherewithal to undertake the project. Twins president Jerry Bell has called Babicus's ideas a joke. Lino Lakes economic development official Mary Ellis says it's unrealistic that there will be any groundbreaking of a $350 million stadium in her community this spring.
I don't know if he's uninformed or just optimistic.
Ellis says Lino Lakes first heard from Babicus just a few days ago. She says the city's official position is that it's too early to pass judgment.
Do we take it seriously? It's too early to even say whether we take it seriously or not. We certainly find it in somewhat interesting.
Lino Lakes economic development official Mary Ellis. Socrates Babicus has a history of unfulfilled stadium promises. According to news reports, he's brought proposals that never materialized to Tampa Bay, Philadelphia, Chicago, and New England. This is Mark Sedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.